This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. In Bihar, the Enforcement Directorate, ED, is conducting raids on several locations in Patna in connection with disproportionate assets and corruption cases against IAS officer Sanjeev Hans and others. Hans, former Secretary of Energy Department Bihar, and his several associates accused in money laundering, corruption cases and corruption in finalizing of tenders. Sources said a huge cache of money, incriminating documents, have been seized from a location of a senior engineer of a building construction department, BCD, in Anisabad in Patna. Searches have been conducted on locations of several government offices and engineers with allegations of bribery cases also. Ministry of Coal will launch the 12th tranche of commercial coal mine auctions in New Delhi today. Among the offered mines, 13 coal mines are fully explored, while 12 are partially explored, providing opportunities for both immediate and future development. The 12th tranche of commercial coal mine auctions aims to attract significant interest from domestic and international investors, reinforcing India's commitment to self-reliance in energy and industrial growth. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has said that India and China are trying to rebuild the ties damaged by the Galwan Valley clashes of 2020, as a tense relationship will not serve either side. Dr. Jaishankar said differences should not become disputes and competition should not become conflict. He made this remark while speaking on India-China relations in a conversation with Dr. Kyung Wah Kang, President and Chief Executive Officer of the Asia Society in New Delhi.
What happened in 2020 was actually very traumatic for the relationship. It wasn't just the bloodshed, it was the disregard of written agreements. Because this isn't a grey area we are talking about. I mean, the departure from the terms of what was agreed to was very sharp and very substantial. We are still dealing with some parts of this. But we also felt that the way forward was to find a negotiated outcome, and that's what we've been trying to do since 2020.
Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, and Indian Navy have carried out the successful flight test of indigenously developed vertically launched short-range surface-to-air missile, VLSRSAM, from the Integrated Test Range, ITR, Chandipur, off the coast of Odisha. The flight test was carried out from a land-based vertical launcher against a high-speed aerial target at a very close range and low altitude. It has established the near-boundary low-altitude capability of the missile system. During the test, the target was completely destroyed by the missile, executing the high turn rate required for engaging targets at very close range and establishing the missile's agility, reliability, and pinpoint accuracy. In Kerala, the Foundation for the Rehabilitation Township Project of the state government for the survivors of last year's Wayanad landslide will be laid this evening. Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan will lay the foundation for the model township to be built at Elston Estate in Kalpeta. The township will have 430 homes on 7 cents plots each with modern facilities like community centres, market, primary health centres and Anganwaris. It will also make use of solar power and will have mechanisms to treat contaminated water. The landslide which hit the Mundakai, Churamala and Atamala areas of Mepadi Gram Panchayat of Wayanad district in July last year had claimed 266 lives. To promote tourism and wildlife conservation in Punjab, the state government has decided to develop the Jhajjar Bacholi Wildlife Sanctuary in Sri Anandpur Sahib in an eco-tourism destination and the first leopard safari in the state. This was announced in the state budget presented yesterday for the year 2025-26. It was also announced that Nangal will be developed as Punjab's next major tourist destination with a budget allocation of 10 crore rupees. India's efforts and progress in reducing preventable child deaths has been lauded as exemplary by the United Nations, which cited the example of health initiatives such as Ayushman Bharat. According to the United Nations Interagency Group for Child Mortality Estimation report since 2000, India achieved an under 5 mortality reduction of 70% and a neonatal mortality reduction of 61%, driven by overlapping measures to increase health coverage. And that is the end of this news bulletin.